You know, one of the biggest lies the devil tells us that we are alone. That this journey is just me and my problems, my sins or my failures. And we start to think that if we can't find our way out, then we are stuck here forever. But look at the Gospels. Jesus didn't send the disciples one by one. He sent them two by two. He knew that when one of us stumbles, the other is there to lift him up. He knew that when one of us loses heart, the other can speak of the promises of home. Sometimes we find our way back home because someone else took our hand and showed us the way. Maybe it is a friend who listens, a stranger who shows kindness, or the person sitting in the pew next to you whom you have never spoken to. Jesus showed us that the people around us aren't strangers. They aren't background characters in your story. They are your brothers and sisters. Because when Jesus ascended into heaven, he didn't give us a Bible. He gave us a church and a leader. It seems more than anything, Christ wanted us to know we belong to each other because we belong to him. We are one body with many parts, as St. Paul's writes. When you struggle to pray, I am praying for you and with you. When I am weak, your faith carries me. We are God's people. So this journey out of the wilderness, this journey home, none of us walk it alone. The spiritual life is not a private path. It is one we walk with others, for others, just as Christ has told us.